you join the mob shopping last night or this morning? Can you enlighten Steve and I to this whole Great Thursday, Black Friday craze? What is the draw? Is it the bargains? Is it the thrill of the hunt? And my most profound question for you today, not to pour any cold water on your shopping, but will it matter on your deathbed? That's the question I've been wondering all morning. You've seen these lines of people that, you know, went all the way around these stores at 5 and 6 and 7 o'clock on Thanksgiving and wondering about all those people that set their alarms for like midnight and 2 and 3 a.m. Will it matter on your deathbed? I just kind of don't get it. But anyway, that's the profound question we have for you on this Black Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennin along with Steve Bakken, who is out and about amongst them today. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're going to talk a little bit about the economy. Some new polls suggest Americans aren't all that thrilled with our national economy. Eugene Grainer will be here from Heartland Investor Services to take your questions. We're also going to talk with a toy expert if you're out toy shopping for Christmas a little later on in the program as well. And, Steve, you are, you're worried about the nutrition of the shoppers today, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm actually doing a remote for one of our other stations from Complete Nutrition today, right across from Kohl's. And tell you what, parking lots are packed, absolutely packed everywhere I've driven around. I had an opportunity to drive around a little bit this morning. They were packed last night at the Kirkwood Mall. That parking lot was fully loaded last night as I was heading home from feasting for Thanksgiving dinner.
And now, Complete Nutrition is one of those where you can load up a shake with all kinds of protein and different flavors and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. So if you overindulge for Thanksgiving, now you have an opportunity to go, okay, wait a minute, I need to reset here and get healthy. So it's your opportunity to get healthy. So I'll be at one of our clients doing that today.
All right. So stop by. You get a twofer. You get to see Steve today if you're in Bismarck. At the Complete Nutrition by Kohl's and get healthy. Right? So yesterday it was turkey and gravy and mashed potatoes and all that stuff, and today it's
did you overeat yesterday?
I didn't. No, I pretty much paced myself. I went heavy on the hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, okay. I was good. But I did not eat to the point of misery yesterday, which is usually not what I do.
The challenge there is spreading it out, right? I mean, in other words, I ate a lot more than I normally would, but just did it over a longer period of time, so I didn't get to that point. Like you say,
you grazed all day, is what you did.
I kind of grazed, yeah, I did. My wife made this wonderful cranberry dip. I mean, like cranberries and a little bit of jalapenos, and it was on like a cream cheese spread, the dip deal.
Ooh.
And I'm normally not a big cranberry person, but like, and you used lime flavored tortilla chips with it, had a little zip to it. So I got a little addicted to that early on. That and some Boursin cheese ball that was really good, and then into the main course, and then of course the pie and the cheesecake, and the caramel and the butter brittle, you know, peanut brittle stuff. That all comes out a little later on. So
now, what was your first? What was your primary course? Was it the turkey, or did you have some ancillary meats? Because it seems like everybody I know was cooking a turkey and a ham, or a turkey and a tenderloin, or a turkey and a prime rib. There's always somebody who was cooking something else besides just turkey.
It was turkey for the meat, but it was, you know, so many other things with it, from the sweet potatoes to the pickled beets, to the mashed potatoes, to the stuffing, to the oatmeal bread, to the buns, to the lefse, to the salad.
So do you actually do the stuffing, or do you do dressing?
Same thing, isn't it?
No.
I don't know what
stuffing is when you cook it inside the bird, and dressing is when you cook it outside the bird.
Yeah, so it was dressing in our case, but
okay.
To me, it's the same thing. I don't differentiate. But it was,
I learned this weekend, so that was something I learned yesterday. I never knew the difference. Like, oh, okay. I guess that makes sense.
Anyway, I'm getting all hungry again. I can't wait for turkey sandwiches later today. But in all seriousness, we've got a few answers to this question on our Facebook page. I want to hear from some folks today. Did you join, you know, the shopping frenzy, and why? Just explain this to me. Is it the thrill of the hunt? Is it bargains? Is it I got nothing better to do? Are you really checking things off your list, or do you buy stuff just because it's on sale and, you know, at some point you'll need it? And here's my profound question. Will it matter on your deathbed? Here's some answers. Sasha says, nope, I enjoyed some football in Turkey. I can get those same deals and some that are better throughout the year. How about that? Miranda says, I have family that looks in the ads, goes for good deals on specific things, but they're never overly invested in it. I like to tag along, dig through dirt cheap movies. If I get some, great. If I don't, oh well. It's mainly fun just to see other people executing some serious game plans. Is that what those are? Serious game? When you're in line hours before a store opens, I guess you have a game plan, don't you? Probably makes sense.
A lot of people do game plan. They'll split up the family. It's like, okay, you go here, and when we get into the store, you go to this aisle and grab that. You go to that aisle and grab that. Or you go to this store, we're going to go to this store, and everybody goes and camps out. There's some planning that goes into this. There's a little bit of involvement. You and I were talking earlier this morning on some of the rationale, the reasoning behind people doing the Gray Thursday or the Black Friday. And this is one of the things we didn't discuss. There's already reports coming out about the criminal activity and the violence that's involved with this. Latest breaking story, late Thursday's retailers, after buying a big screen TV, a Las Vegas shopper was shot around 9:45 p.m. Local time there as he tried to take his purchase home. Somebody else was a little miffed. They didn't get in on the sale for the television.
Yeah, I mean, you always hear one or two of those stories. Thankfully, not many of them around here. But, you know, there's a lot of elbows being thrown today, I'm sure. And we probably have a few examples of those out there as well. So let us know your Black Friday story today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's a call that came in already.
Hello, my name is Steve. I'm calling from Thief River Falls. I think Black Friday, Gray Thursday is another fine example of the degrading of priorities in our society. I think we can blame that on everything from Hollywood to Washington to St. Paul to Bismarck. When it becomes profit becomes more important than people, I think that applies to both the corporate and consumer side of things. This is what we get. We have corporations demanding people work, and we have consumers demanding these places be open. We see these images of families in commercials at these stores, everybody smiling and happy. More often than not, what I'm seeing is mom is mad, dad is disgusted, and the kids are crying. I think I will not participate in Black Friday. I just think I have more important things to do on the Thanksgiving weekend. Thanks, guys. Keep up the good work.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Degrading of our priorities is what he sees out of Black Friday. You agree or disagree with that? Let us know. 701-258-0550. Karen Fargo is going to share her Black Friday thoughts today. Go ahead, Karen.
Well, it just happens to be Black Friday, although I do like it that bus fare is half price today, every Saturday, until January. I'm going to the ARC store to get children's books, the downtown Fargo one, although it probably could be the other one, too, for someone. And I donate them to places like Family Healthcare Center, and I pick up some of them for gifts.
Now that's so you're out there in the craze, but you're not swept up in the hysteria of it. You're just doing it to be able to give a little more. That's very nice of you, Karen.
It's what I would have done anyway, but I don't mind the half price bus fare.
So the only Black Friday bargain you're really getting is the bus fare, you're saying?
Yeah.
The books are the same price every day.
Well, they're half price on Fridays at the ARC store.
Anyway, books, every Friday. Every Friday is Black Friday at ARC, then you say.
Videos. They have several categories that are half price every Friday.
I see. All right. There you go. Well, somebody else said, you know, well, Scott on our Facebook page says, hey, I saved $600 to $700 on a new TV. Yes, it was worth my time, but never again. You know, I can watch the price of big screen TVs. Whatever is today's bargain that you're saving big bucks, I guarantee you by about June it'll be the same price anyway. That's how, you know, they just keep coming down in price. They get bigger and cheaper, but, you know, by the month. Have you noticed that, Steve, on the TVs?
Well, and the list that came out, we were talking a little bit about a list of some of the things you shouldn't buy, and name brand big TVs were one of the things on the list of you shouldn't purchase. They're going to be cheaper later. So they do come down, though. And do you want to put yourself through the headache and the rat race that is a Gray Thursday or a Black Friday? I don't think so.
Well, a lot of people are in that camp, so we're the oddballs here, I think. Let us know why, folks. Explain it to us. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Karen, you're very generous. Thank you for that little tidbit today. We appreciate you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind after the break.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey, truckers, if you're traveling in the Bakken, take time to visit the all-new $3.5 million truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. It's now called the North Dakota Truck Wash. The new manager, Megan's on the phone. And Megan, folks are raving about your VIP service. Tell us about it.
Sure. We offer a wide variety of services here. We've got free Wi-Fi, television while you wait, showers, hot coffee, donuts, snacks. Come on in and relax while you're waiting for your wash.
And you know, most truck washes specialize in highway trucks, but Bakken trucks are not highway trucks. Tell us the difference.
That's right. Here in the Bakken, the mud is just, it gets caked on there, it gets baked on. We've got ice on top of the mud. We have a demudding system that sprays on 50 gallons per minute, and we just blast that mud right off, and we've got the chemistry figured out now. We've got the correct chemicals to blast that mud away.
It's a new state-of-the-art facility using the newest equipment and the best chemistry to cut through the Bakken ice and mud. Look for the signs off Highway 8 or just south of the Senex and Stanley off Highway 2, the all-new North Dakota Truck Wash.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Yes? No? Why? Got this all figured out? 800-280-550-701-258-0550. Travis says, don't do it. And no, it will not make any difference the moment you take your last physical breath. Now, I'm not trying to be all, well, I guess I am. I'm just trying to get you to think a little bit when I ask this question, but, you know, in other words, if today really is about, okay, I got to get the iPad, I got to get the big screen TV, I got to get the blender, I got to get the, you know, seriously, hopefully many, 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 many decades from now, when you're about to draw your last breath. I'm not sure that it'll be something that'll, you know, have been a top priority for you. And quite honestly, I guess we could all use that test for about everything we do, you know, right? One more meeting, one more phone call, one more whatever. I think the world would be a better place, Steve, is what I'm trying to say, if we made every decision with the thought of, you know, is this really going to matter on my deathbed? Maybe I should call a family member I haven't talked to for a while. Or maybe I ought to go see somebody in the hospital. Go visit somebody in a nursing home. Or, you know, brighten somebody's day. We kind of end up in a little bit of mob mentality, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the violence that shows in the people getting trampled. And there was a case of a cop being drugged behind a shoplifter's car in Chicago. And to me, when I look at the violence, you know, the day after you spend giving thanks, and then you'll shove somebody out of the way to try to grab that one TV that's on the shelf that's on the sale price, it's a little disingenuous to me. I talked to a friend yesterday, and I was like, so you do the shopping thing? And he's like, well, I did last year, but I'll never do it again. Well, why'd you do it last year? Well, there was this one thing. He was looking for a gun safe. There was a heck of a deal on a gun safe. People get stuck into that trap. There's that one thing that catches their eye, and it'll drag them out. But, oh, no, I won't do this. I don't do this. I don't shop on Black Friday. I don't shop on Great Thursday. I'd never do. Oh, wait a minute. I was looking for one of those, and, boy, that's a good price. Well, maybe I will. You know, I think the temptation to get drug into that trap is there for all of us.
Merle said, I would have waited in line to get a cheap TV, but I figured that the Obama administration's next executive order will be free TVs for everyone. So he's not... Obama phones, Obama TVs. There you go. Merle, thanks for that moment there. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Here's Ed in Minot. Were you out Black Friday shopping or Great Thursday shopping, Ed?
No, I hate it. I hate shopping any day, especially today. But what I want to lay in on is I got some friends that work at these Mark stores, and the people that harass them so bad because they're all mad at themselves. I mean, they take a beating, these cashiers and people that work in these stores. It's terrible. You know?
What do you mean? I don't, you know, because they didn't get what they wanted, or why are they mad at the staff?
Oh, because they're in a hurry to go home because they got up 8 hours before they should, and they couldn't get what they wanted, and somebody looked at them crooked, and I mean, they threaten them. You should interview some of these people sometime and see what they have to go through. It's terrible. It's a bad usually, but these Black Friday deals are terribly worse, from what I understand. So it's
that's unfortunate that people have to be rude on top
really
of it all.
You know, they threaten them, they yell at them. You know, they do about everything they can. So it's terrible that they treat another human being that way because they can't get what the heck they want. You know. So that's what I don't like about it.
Ed,
do
appreciate the call. Yes, appreciate it. Do unto others as you want unto yourself. There you go. Good reminder, Ed. Thank you. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Carol says on our Facebook page, I think it's a disgrace, especially when people get trampled to death over material things. I will never participate in this ridiculous event. You know, we used to have a guy every year at a garage sale we'd do. Doors open 7 a.m. Saturday, right? And they start lining up about 6 a.m., the garage sale. And you open the garage door, and this guy would do a drop and roll.
Oh, you
same guy every year. Come running up the driveway, drop to get underneath the garage door, which is, you know, just inching upward, roll in and begin, you know, rummaging through I don't know what. And I, you know, obviously there's probably a few of those folks out there today. Here's my deal on all these stories, and you're going to hear about them. And you mentioned what was it, Las Vegas, the one you were mentioning, Steve?
Yeah, there was a shooting in Las Vegas over a big screen TV.
You know, I don't get too I mean, it's sad, it's awful, but just think about how many more people are shopping today. Obviously, there's going to be incidents like that, but they're not the norm. You know, it sounds like Ed and Minot, sounds like folks might be rude. I get that, but rude's different than a shooting, right? But I would imagine tempers are a little on edge. Like you say, if you get up in the middle of the night and you're trying to get whatever and you're throwing some elbows. But I don't get too wrapped up in the stories about people getting trampled to death or shooting or anything like that, because I just think there's going to be an isolated incident here or there just because there's that sheer number of additional shoppers that are out there. But I don't think that's a reason not to shop. I think reason not to shop is to remember what's important here, for crying out loud. I mean, literally, you're going to take away your Thanksgiving to go out and get cheap stuff?
Well, you remember back, I think it was about 10 years ago, they had to change some of the rules on entering stores because people were literally getting crushed at the doors from the surge of the crowd pushing up as you're getting close to that time that a store would open up. And people were getting crushed through doorways. They had to figure out a way to make that a little smoother process. You know, when you get that mob mentality of the shoppers, that's the scary part. You get into that zone where it's a frenzy almost. And it's like, really, people, to save $20 on a flat screen?
Are there bargains, by the way, on the shakes today at Complete Nutrition? Is there Black Friday specials?
Oh, yeah, buy one, get one free on a lot of things.
Wow, is that right?
Big savings. Oh, yeah.
There's another reason to come see Steve today at, where are you at? Right next to Kohl's, right?
Yeah, across the street from Lowe's and Kohl's. And, yeah, you buy one, get one free on 60-day weight loss kits, muscle building stacks, all kinds of good stuff.
So get a load of this. According to the Bismarck Tribune today, the line in the Best Buy, I'll buy you there, it's a Pinehurst Square shopping center in Bismarck, went down to the Dollar Tree.
Uh-huh.
So what's that, quarter mile, half mile? That's a ways.
Yeah, it goes down there a ways. Yeah, when I lived in Grand Forks, I always would go pheasant hunting Thanksgiving weekend. And
good idea.
We do family, take off on Friday morning early, like at 3 o'clock, and you see the people camped out in front of Best Buy, and it would be cold, and we'd laugh.
That's the diehard. Eugene Grainer takes your calls when we come back, folks. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you got stink? Terrible odor problem? Help is here from a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. They've got a provisional patent on an odor cure. It's odor medicine is what it is. And cigarette and smoke odors are gone. Mold and mildew odor gone. Mouse odor, pet and cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat in a fridge or freezer. That awful odor gone. In fact, they're so confident in the product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back, guaranteed, no questions asked. It's winter, it's getting cold outside, so they want to help you get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. And listen to this. Call now. For the first 50 people that call today, they'll give you free shipping and take $5 off each product. Go to StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR. Or go online to StopSmellNow.com and get that great deal for the first 50 people that call now.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig a long time ago. LaSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Is What's On Your Mind. With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hannon. Steve is out and about on Black Friday at Complete Nutrition today. Across from Kohl's in Bismarck. Stop by and say hello. We're going to chat with Eugene Grainer for a good chunk of the program today. And I thought it would be a good day just to have Eugene in here. Well, he obviously has great insight and analysis on the economy. And one of those days where we have a little more time than we might otherwise on a quote-unquote regular day. So some time to kind of dig into the economy a little bit and get some of Eugene's great insight and analysis on the program. Tom in Bismarck, we'll get to you first before we go to Eugene. What's on your mind, Tom?
Hey, guys. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way, and happy holidays.
Same to you.
I was just sitting here listening to your program, and I was thinking, what is the reason for the season?
Don't think it's shopping or good bargains, Tom.
Thank you. Have a good day, gentlemen.
You better
remind people of that constantly, please.
Well, you better answer your own question.
The reason for the season? My answer to my question?
Yeah.
Well, isn't this the holiday season? What do we celebrate on December 25th, gentlemen? What is the reason for the season?
Well, that, of course,
thank
is
you.
Christmas.
Have a good day. I'll listen to comments off radio. Have a good day, gentlemen.
All right, Tom. It's a good little reminder that we could always have, for sure. The birth of Christ, 25th. And Thanksgiving is a good reminder to be thankful every single day. Look at the proclamation by Abraham Lincoln sometime. In about a 9-paragraph address where he actually declares Thanksgiving as officially a holiday in the United States of America, refers to God and a creator like 8 times in 9 paragraphs. Wouldn't see that happen with an American president today. Not all of them. But good reminder. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate that. Eugene Grainer is here from Heartland Investor Services. We're going to talk a little bit about the economy today and welcome your calls, questions, and comments for Mr. Grainer. Hello, Gene. How are you?
And good morning, and thank you for having me here today. It's a pleasure. And I'd like to respond into your last segment here. I can solve all your problems. And, yes, Tom was just on. Yes, some people forget. They're afraid to say the word celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm not afraid to say it. But I can solve all your problems with this crazy shopping stuff. I don't worry about Black Friday. I don't worry about Cyber Monday. I don't even worry about the day after Christmas. I'll tell you when all the deals are. The second day after Christmas, when everybody's broke, credit cards maxed out, sales are literally giving stuff away. Now, granted, you might not get exactly what you want, but sometimes I meander through the stores 2 days after Christmas, if it's they're not closed or whatever, and I find stuff that I could use that I never knew I could use for 10 cents on the dollar, and I have a great time at Staples or anywhere else like that. So I don't know what the big deal about Black Friday is. That's not the deal. The deals are 2 days after Christmas. So anyway, that's me on that subject. But thanks for having me on, yes.
And by the way, you reminded me, there's Cyber Monday. Now, we have names for everything. So we have Gray Thursday. We have Black Friday and Cyber Monday. That's where you get the online deals where people actually aren't working. They're actually online looking for bargains. I don't know when this one got added, but did you know tomorrow is Small Business Saturday?
Was not aware of that.
Yeah. So we're supposed to shop at small hometown sort of mom and pop Main Street businesses, which of all the you know, names for days and reasons to part with your hard-earned money, I think Small Business Saturday might be the best one, so that's not bad. So we're getting towards the end of the year here, 2013, and heading into a new one. A new CNN poll out suggests that the economy is not doing too well, at least according to real people.
Yeah, don't tell that to the stock market.
Yeah, yeah, and that's where I wanted to start. What is, you know, the president the other day said, oh, last time I checked, the stock market's doing pretty good. I mean, obviously his benchmark for a good economy is the stock market. Why is there a disconnect here?
Well, let's also remember his benchmark is people leaving the workforce, and that's how we get unemployment down. Because if you're not looking for work, the government does not consider you unemployed or any problem. You're just in a different system now altogether. And so the unemployment rate is slowly coming down because we have less people working today than we had in 1978. But back on your story. If you can get a trustworthy stockbroker who will tell you the truth, the reason why your stock portfolio is still going up is because the Federal Reserve is still pumping $85 billion of monopoly money, fake money, back into our system each and every month. And there was this big fear last summer, all the talking heads on CNBC, they were all telling you how, oh, the Fed's gonna, based off of their comments in the spring communiques, we're going to shut back, the dial back, you know, reduce, taper this invention of money every month. And I had, in all our communications here on KFOR through our newsletter, said they're not going to stop. Not only are they not going to stop, I said they're going to make the case to increase it. And as time has came by, September, October, they have said they're not going to stop. They will wait for certain other qualifications to reduce that. Qualifications that obviously won't come into play. And now the new Fed chair is somebody who has loved, embraced in all of your communications and emails and speeches. She has never, ever bastardized the word of monetizing. Of course, they don't use that word either. Monetizing, if you look it up, is invention of money. And this money, it basically hits every week, and it goes into the stock market. Now, I'm going to give you something to challenge me with, okay, to prove my point to you. The permanent open market operations, how the Federal Reserve pumps the money into the system, occurs in an overnight repos. And the next day, the stock market goes up almost guaranteed. Now, watch my English. Past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before investing. Consult with your broker, yada, yada, yada. Government makes you say that. Because I'm going to tell you this. The stock market will go up. Well, it's going up today, too. But it will go up on December 3rd. It'll go up on December 9th. And it'll go up on December 19th. How do I know that? Because there's going to be permanent open market operations the night before. We all know in this business you don't short the stock market on those days. You buy the stock market on those days because you can't fight the Fed. That's one of the oldest statements in the world. This money is not finding its way into the economy as it was intended. It's floating into paper assets that can immediately be re-seized and brought back. You buy real estate East Coast, West Coast, it's not so easy to pull the plug in 2 minutes and get out. But in the stock market, you can do that. You can pull the plug when you sense anything. Nobody wants to go into permanency with all this easy Fed money. The banks are having a hard time loaning it out because, quite frankly, let's leave North Dakota for a minute. We can't talk North Dakota. We're in a world of our own up here with the oil industry. But if you go to California or the East Coast, West Coast, the corporations, and especially small business, over 50% of the jobs are held by companies under 50 employees. And with that, even the larger ones, are the ones that are struggling with Obamacare with the over 50 employees, they're breaking their companies down to small companies so they can get out of some of these mandates. But now it turns out they may just wish it away, but we'll see. But you've got companies that are scared to expand because if I borrow $5 million, and I think I've made this statement before, Scott, on one of your shows, how you have to think like a businessman for a second. And by the way, all these businessmen, they're the people, they're the silent, and not all of them are millionaires, but they're the silent, wealthy people that sit in your churches, sit in your cafes, go home, have kids in your schools, and every day they've got to make a decision, are they going to risk their wealth? And some of them don't have any wealth. The employees are making more than they are. I mean, this works both ways, but sometimes, cyclically, they go into a good period of their company. And then they got to say to themselves, okay, I just struggled through the last 5 years, and now we're finally making it. And now I have this opportunity to expand my market. But should I take the chance of borrowing $5 million, rehawking the business, rehawking the house, to take on more risk, to hopefully, and I'm using the word hopefully, make more money? Because if I do pull it off and make more money, Now I got to deal with increased taxes, increased burden of maybe some other health care. Depending on what field your business is in, increased scrutiny by the EPA or increased scrutiny in the financial industry. Like, we're dealing with the Dodd-Frank bill. I mean, it's becoming just an insane, you know, what we have to deal with in our industry since the Dodd-Frank bill. But in through all these facets, they have to ask themselves, is it worth it? Because when I finally pull it off, now I get increased taxes or the threat of even more service fees as the government's coming up with. They're charging everybody else new fees, and that's the new tax way, just even more fees. So that's what it's coming down to. Businesses on the East Coast, West Coast are not taking chances because they're afraid of a polarized Washington, whether it's the Congress or the Senate or the President, who just can't get together and move things forward. So it's all left in the hands of the Federal Reserve. Well, the Federal Reserve has interest rates at zero that they're loaning to the banks. What are they going to start doing next? Go negative? If you borrow $100,000, you only pay back $99,000, so we're going to borrow to the banks at a negative 1%? That's not going to happen. And they say they have all these tools in their toolbox. No, they don't. It basically comes down to how they release the money into the system is the tool belt. And so with that, the Federal Reserve is basically hamstrung. And what they're going to probably do next is, since they did not taper, okay, remember, they were the lines were open, the communication, the stock market was bracing, it was selling off, it was ready. Okay, they're going to taper. They're going to go from $85 billion a month, which, by the way, is a trillion a year, just touch over a trillion. They're going to come back to everybody. The bet was down to $70 to $75 billion. And the communications came out, no, we're going to do nothing. Okay, well, if not going to do nothing, that means the stage is set to let you get into the winter economy, because we had lousy job reports all summer. Only one of them cracked 200,000. Back before the economy went haywire in 2002, 3, 4, 5, we would create 250,000 jobs a month. We got one last year over 200,000. A lot of them were at 65,000, then about 150, 160 caught a lot of them. And that was in the summertime. What's going to happen when we go into the wintertime, the jobs numbers? We better be having more people continuing to leave the job market in order to keep that unemployment number to spike back over 8%. My grandfather always said, liars figure and figures lie. They'll make this thing pan out however they want it to pan out. It's already surfaced, you've heard in the last month, how the numbers manipulated right ahead of the presidential election. So these numbers get played with. The bottom line is this. The economy is not growing on the East Coast, West Coast. If you own McDonald's, you're in great shape. If you own Hardee's, you're in great shape. If you own a possible Walmart, you're in, well, you don't, but the point is you own stock, you're okay. The point is the general environment of business is not expanding. That means the Federal Reserve is still the only one left in charge. The only thing they can do is print even more. And that'll bring about a news story. I'm surprised. I'm waiting for somebody to call in and say that how come gold isn't rallying. So we'll wait for that call.
Gene, the question I have then is, to get an accurate reading of what the economy is doing, do you have to go back and use a comparable from what the dollar was valued at in the 50s, the 60s? Do you have to use a sliding scale that way? Because we know it's overinflated right now.
Two reasons that doesn't work. First off, because the dollar isn't backed by gold anymore. That was when the dollar was backed by gold until 1973. So it's not the scale that you can use. It's called the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, is the valuation of the dollar. And even though they've manipulated the Consumer Price Index, was it 30-some times since 1978, when the government tells you about inflation, they do not use food or energy. Sounds pretty crazy. How long can you live without food and energy? I might last 36 hours. But if it's really cold in the north, you need some energy to warm the house. With
Gene,
that, though,
Gene, finish that up at the backside, and we'll get to your phone call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. This is What's Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Hannon.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman, here at Zimmerman's Furniture.
And I'm Kim. We are thrilled to announce the arrival of a very exciting new brand of furniture,
HGTV. Zimmerman's has been selected as one of only 50 stores in the United States and the only one in North Dakota to carry the HGTV line.
We know you love the fashion and design you see on HGTV, and now you'll find this beautiful furniture right here at Zimmerman's.
Come in and see us, and remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We're back on What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken on the bottom of Black Friday, and yours truly, Scott Hennen, in studio along with our guest Eugene Grainer from Heartland Investor and Services. Taking a little time on this Friday to just unpack the economy a little bit, how things will wrap up for 2013 and head into 2014 and the markets. And any questions or comments you have are welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Mark in Grand Forks has a question, but Gene, you want to finish your answer to Steve?
Yes, the answer is, for those that continue to track the true CPI with food and energy, 100th anniversary of the Federal Reserve is this Christmas. For those who understand the Federal Reserve, it was Congress abdicating its responsibility, turning it over to a private organization. Nobody wanted it, so just like Obamacare was forced through in the dark of night, Woodrow Wilson signed it, I think it was Christmas Day morning, it was past Christmas Eve night, nobody knew what was going on, and that's how it was pushed through. And so a private corporation is now handling your money, and they were given two responsibilities. The first responsibility is gainful full employment, and the second responsibility is a strong currency. Well, they failed on both accounts. In the first 100 years before the Federal Reserve, 140 years, if you had the first dollar issued from the Bank of the United States until the Federal Reserve was created, what you would have paid a dollar for, because they're trading notes, is worth $1.07 over those 140-some years. When the Federal Reserve took over, your dollar today is worth about 4 cents on the dollar. About a year ago, it was 5 cents on the dollar. You're worth 4 cents on the dollar if you still have that dollar bill. And that's how much they've destroyed it by creating trillions of shadow money out there, the shadow banking system, how many trillions are out there. And to top it off, the other story was, you know, full employment. Well, since the Federal Reserve was created, there was the only depression and the only Great Recession, and then more recessions than the recessions before the Federal Reserve. And so they'll tell you how, well, they created the Federal Reserve to stop the bank runs and all these horrible things that were taking place. Guess what? Prior to the first 100 years, yeah, there were bank runs, but they were always in New York, around Wall Street. They were always where the multinational conglomerates were, where the multinational interests were. The bank runs were in New York. So they figured out a way how to spread the bank running problem out to the, over the whole country. And that's how they created the 12 jurisdictions of the Federal Reserve and brought the Federal Reserve together. So when what happened in 2008, when Wall Street screwed up, everybody was sucked into it because the Federal Reserve, the private banking corporation, went to the Treasury, the head of the Treasury, Paulson at the time, and said, "You're screwed. You've got to give us billions and billions of dollars to mop up the mess we created." And that's what it was all about. And so now, Steve, the answer to your question is, how do you calculate the dollar now? It's unless you follow, like, there's places, websites like ZeroHedge.com. There's several websites you can go to, and you'll find these people who use these models that rebuild what the government has taken out, how they don't show food and energy. They put food and energy back in there. But right now, today, your dollar is worth about 4 cents on the dollar since the Federal Reserve started. And that's because of printing of money. And that's why the cost of living just keeps going up, and you got to get a raise. You got to get a raise. And you get a raise, and you don't get ahead, because the inflation continues to eat away at you. And people have been so ingrained in their head, there has to be inflation to have a growing economy. To a small extent, that is true, but not in the magnitude of what the Federal Reserve is doing now.
Let's get a quick phone call in. Mark in Grand Forks, what's on your mind for Eugene Grainer?
Well, I guess I believe the economic decline of America is intentional. It's being manufactured by the Fed and by the big banks that they give free money to. And, you know, some people say that money's going offshore and investment offshore because of regulations in this country. And that's to a large degree true. And take, for example, Obamacare, the war on fossil fuels, the capping of CO2 emissions. Those all prevent us from being competitive globally. It guarantees our decline. But that's just not Obama, see? It was Goldman Sachs and General Electric before Obama was even elected that were calling for a cap on CO2 emissions. And we know that that is a disaster for the U.S. economy. Now, why would they do that if they depend on the U.S. markets and domestic economy for the returns? Well, they don't depend on us for the returns. Their major investments are in godless communist China. So they are promoting these regulations that will force us to decline and force money to go overseas, which will then guarantee a good return on their investments in godless communism. And, of course,
all right,
the
so,
godless shop.
Mark, we got your take there. We don't have much time, so I'm going to give Gene a chance to respond to your analysis.
Well, he's correct on that one point. With the carbon emissions, they want us to be held to. We'll lose those jobs to China because the consumer doesn't care where the product is made, just I want it at a cheap price. I mean, most people don't understand when they go to the grocery store, you ask some inner city person from New York, where does meat come from? And they'll tell you the store. You know, now I'm being facetious, but I'm being half truthful about that too. And you know those, you've heard those stories. They just want it cheap and they want the cheapest product. And just to prove the sense, I challenge everybody today, to when you go to the gas station and if there's, go to the big ones like 8 pumps and walk by all the pumps. Everybody puts in the lowest denominated price on that pump. You might see somebody loads 91 octane in there because they probably drive a vehicle that says right on the gas cap, you got to put 91 octane. But I've been doing this every week for the last month, and every time I pull in, I go to a different gas station, and if there's 8 pumps, every one of them is the lowest grade, the ethanol well for North Dakota would be that they're loading in the 87 octane, and they want the cheapest price. And for all the hate of ethanol, they're burning it. Because why? Because it helps make the price cheaper. Well, I can hear the music, so anyway, I guess I can't continue on my next thought.
All right, well, you can after the break. Mark, thanks right. for the call, and more of your questions or comments for Eugene Grainer as we unpack the economy and how things are looking and the markets on What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550. We'll continue.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The holidays get hectic, so don't be afraid to do something different this year and relax a little bit. I have the perfect spot, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, one of Minnesota's premier resorts. The amenities are absolutely amazing. You will relax. Everything from the Copper Door Spa to all the outdoor activities to the 502 restaurant. The Chaser Bowling Alley is a blast. And you know what? If you bring the family to stay at Chase on the Lake for the holiday, you're going to get in on a great deal this year that includes the delicious Thanksgiving buffet at the 502 restaurant. Take part in some family fun activities. Friday, enjoy the traditional Festival of Lights parade and the lighting of the city of downtown Walker, Minnesota. A Norman Rockwell painting come to life. The package is available November 27th through December 1st. And you know what? Lodging, activities, and the Thanksgiving buffet from the 502 are all included. $349 for all 3 nights in a classic room. $449 for 3 nights in a classic condo. ChaseOnTheLake.com for more details or call them at 888-CHASE-06 to book yours now.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.